Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Scary Horror Story Podcast. Today's story is called Home Alone. My parents are finally trusting me to stay home alone without a babysitter. I cannot be more happy. I'm an only child, so I think they were just worried about me. Now remember, sweetie, don't open the door to anyone, and no guests while we're gone. Yes, Mom, I know. I hugged my mom and dad, and they left. Now I'm home alone, and the house has never been so quiet. I'm only 15, and I'm a good kid, always following the rules, so I'm not surprised I'm sitting in my room right now doing homework. I jump. Who could that be? Mom has the keys, and it's 11 p.m. I start to creep slowly towards my window so I can peek and see if I can see anyone. Nothing. All I see is darkness. I remembered we have a camera, so I opened up the app to view it. There's no one there. They must have left. I don't know why I wasn't worried, but I should have been. I finished my homework, took a shower, and got ready for bed. When I finally lay down and turn off the lights, I close my eyes and try to fall asleep. Suddenly, I heard a noise downstairs. I shoot out from my bed to call my mom. Her phone rings, and she finally answers. "Hello? Is everything okay, honey?" "No, I just heard something downstairs. Are you home?" "No, we are about to head back now. Did you check the cameras on your phone?" I completely forgot about the cameras. I opened my phone, opened the camera, and there stood my mom, standing there looking directly into the camera. "I thought you said you weren't home, Mom. Geez, you scared me." "What do you mean? I'm in the car with your father." My stomach felt sick. I go to look at the camera again, and she's gone. I hear footsteps creeping up the stairs, slowly. "Mom, I hear someone coming upstairs." "Listen to me. Hide and stay quiet. I'm calling the police." Before I even get the chance to answer, the power goes out. I cover my mouth, trying not to make a noise. My heart is beating so fast I feel like you can hear it. My doorknob slowly turns and the door opens. My mom, or something that looks like my mom, is standing there staring at me. I'm frozen in fear and it starts walking towards me. I don't move. I don't make a noise. She bends down to look me straight in the face. As our eyes meet, I notice her huge smile, ear to ear. She screams, and just like that, I wake up. It was all a dream. It was a nightmare. I go to turn my lamp on, and there she stood, my mom, smiling ear to ear.